This is Mohammed Nasser, MOHCMAD, NASSC, Deputy of Dr. Meher Adler. Data surface is January 25th, 2013. Patient name is Winona Wines, W-I-N-O-N-A space W-W-I-N-E-S. Date of birth is 4/22/1951. Primary care physician. Please copy paste primary care physician information on page 1 of note, November 16, 2012. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, which visit follow-up. Next paragraph, dear colleagues, we have the pleasure of seeing Ms. Wines, W-I-N-E-S, who you know is a very, very pleasant 61-year-old African-American lady with vast medical history, significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, peripheral artery disease, status post-peripheral angiogram with stent placement in the left, common iliac artery, COPD, scoliosis, and GERD. She came in our clinic today for a follow-up visit. On today's visit, the patient is complaining of dizziness that's associated mostly with exertions. Patient states that these dizziness bouts happen when she is standing up quick or sitting up quick. Patient states that the room is spinning, or rather than her legs are spinning. Her patient also states that she has palpitations that randomly happen. She states that she does not have chest pain while these palpitations are about. She states that they're worse when she's under a significant amount of stress or under a significant amount of exertions. She states that her aspirin 81 milligrams helps. Patient denies any chest pain, difficulty breathing, syncope, or lower limb sweating, no headaches, no lower limb cramps. Next paragraph, past medical history, 1 hypertension, next number hyperlipidemia, next number peripheral artery disease, status post peripheral angiography, and stent placement in the left common iliac artery, next number GERD, next number COPD, next number scoliosis, next number past surgical history, peripheral angiogram, and stent placement in the left common iliac artery. Next paragraph, social history. She is a chronic smoker, stating that she smokes 4 to 5 cigarettes a day. She denies any alcohol, illicit drug use. Next paragraph, family history, positive for coronary artery disease. Next paragraph, allergies. She has allergies to sulfur medications. Next paragraph, current medications. 1, ammonium lactate, 12%, 225 grams, milligrams, DID. Next number, aspirin, 81 milligrams, pill once a day. Next number, triple antibiotic. Next number, folic acid, 1 milligrams, once a day. Next number, Plavix, 75 milligrams daily. Next number, diphenhydramine, 50 milligrams once a day. Next number, simvastatin, 20 milligrams daily. Next number, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams daily. Next number, Coreg, 6.25 milligrams BID. Next number, folic. next number, lisinopril, 20 milligrams once a day. Next number, famantidine, FAMOTIDIN, 20 milligrams once a day. Next number, cansoprodol, CARISOPRODOL, 250 milligrams BID. Hydrocodone, 7.5, 750 milligrams every 12 hours. Next number, Ventolin, 2 inhalations 4 times a day. Next number, Symbicort, 160/4.5 mcg BID. Next paragraph, physical examination, vital signs on today's visit, blood pressure was 166/82, pulse was 71, weight was 191, height is 5'4", BMI is 32.8. Next. Please go and paste normal physical exam template. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigation is done. EKG. Done on May 11, 2012, showing a heart rate of 74, all with excess sinus rhythm, all the QRS morphology suggested all with left ventricular hypertrophy. Paired experimental pulmonary function test done on May 11, 2012, showed a FVCO 1.49, FEV1 of 0.34, FEV1 FVC ratio of 0.896, and a DLCO of 7.9, which is 44% of the predictors, indicating restrictive lung disease. Brain next paragraph. Myocardial stress test done on May 11, 2012. What the findings of small to moderate size matter? Mild severity, not specific, complete reversal defect, consistent of ischemia in the territory typical of mid and distal LCX. Brain next paragraph. Pulmonary perfusion and ventilation scan done on May 13, 2012. What the findings of distally showed low probability of pulmonary embolism. Period next paragraph. X-ray done on May 12, 2012, with the findings of no acute intrathoracic process. Period next paragraph. Ultrasound of the lower extremities done on October 6, 2012, revealed moderate to severe gastrocnemic plaque in the right common femoral artery with velocities of correlating to 50-75% stenosis. Mild gastrocnemic plaque is noted in the right proximal superficial femoral artery, velocity is correlating with 30-49% stenosis. Mid atherosclerotic plaque is noted in the left common femoral artery with velocities correlating to 30-49% stenosis. Period next paragraph. Renal ultrasound done on 26-12 revealed no evidence of abdominal aortic aneurysm, normal right and left renal arteries, less than 6% renal artery stenosis. Period next. Iceberger peripheral angiogram done on February 6, 2012 at Harper Hospital. Age graphic finding showed left common iliac artery with covered stent is patent. Three vessel runoff below the right knee, left common femoral artery at 30% stenosis, and there is a three vessel runoff below the left knee. Impression non obstructive. Peripheral artery disease with patent left common iliac artery stent. She has continued same current medication, medical regimen period. That's very good. Bilateral ABI study done December 3rd, 2010. Showed an ABI reading on the right of 1.3 and on the left 1.16, which is abnormal. Period next paragraph. Suspected coronary disease. Patient has risk factors for coronary disease. On today's issue, she's asymptomatic. Her most recent stress test was done on May 11, 2012, consistent with findings of small to moderate size, mild severity, and unspecific, completely reverse consistent with conchyma, ischema, in the territory typical of mild to distal LCX. Here, patient that's cardiac catheterization done showed a non-obstructive peripheral artery disease with patent left common iliac artery stent. Here also a 2D echo has been ordered. To further assess any valvular disorders. Here. As she is asymptomatic right now, we recommend her to continue her same medical regimen that she is on, and we will continue to monitor with regards to the matter of possible. We will continue to monitor her with the possible of any further abnormalities of her cardiac catheterization in the future. Very next paragraph. Short as a breath, patient has been has a past history of complaining of shortness of breath on exertion last month. On today's visit, she's not complaining of any shortness of breath. Here, a DLCO was done on her previous visit and showed that she had a decreased FVC, FEV1, and FEV1
guess. I'm sure it is. Well, I'm not sure if it is. Sorry, I'm days of nine is last week.
FVC ratio indicating obstructive pulmonary disease. She is currently on albuterol. We recommend that she can you follow up with a primary care physician and a pulmonologist in regards to this manner. Current experience of hypertension. At today's visit, the patient's blood pressure is 160 over 82, which is moderately high. This patient was advised to increase her lisinopril regimen from 10 milligrams to 20 milligrams. And also to continue her Coreg at 6.25 milligrams BID, period. We will continue to reassess her blood pressure on upcoming visits to provide a better understanding on how to continue to treat her high blood pressure. Period. Patient is also to follow up with their primary care physician in regard to this matter. Period. Next paragraph, peripheral disease. Patient has a history of peripheral disease with stenting of left common iliac artery. As of today, she is currently asymptomatic and denying any symptoms of lower limb pain or claudication on the walk-in. She is currently on aspirin, Prilosec, and statin medication. We recommend that she continue the same medical regimen, but if she continues to have excessive bruising due to the Prilosec, we advise her to stop the Plavix. And we continue to monitor in regards to this matter. Here next paragraph, smoking cessation. We have counseled her extensively about the need for her to quit smoking. We will continue to monitor and assess and evaluate her progression with regards to this matter. Thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Ms. Wines, WYNES. Our phone number has been provided for her to go. Any questions or concerns? We will see Ms. Wines, WYNES, back in 1 month. In the meanwhile, she is instructed to follow up with her primary care physician for the continuum of care. Sincerely, Mohammed Nasser, GMAD, NASSCR, medical student, dictating for Dr. Mara Elder with all of her certifications. Thank you.